This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado State Senate President Leroy Garcia of Pueblo received his first dose of the Moderna vaccine this morning. Being a paramedic qualifies him for the first wave of the state's vaccination rollout. Garcia will have to wait 28 days for his second dose of the vaccine. Many child care providers could close without significant financial help, CPR's Jenny Brundin reports.
A new report from the National Association for the Education of Young Children shows that the pandemic has hit child care facilities hard. About half of the respondents said they're currently losing money by staying open. One reason? Some parents who are now jobless can no longer afford to enroll their children. And nearly two-thirds of facility owners reported dipping into their personal savings to stay afloat. In Colorado, some relief is on the way. Earlier this month, lawmakers approved more than $45 million for child care providers. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
In our weather forecast, snow tonight across Colorado. We are looking at 20 to 25 degrees for most lower elevations overnight, and we will be in the single digits for higher elevations. Snow may continue tomorrow, especially around Denver, Grand Junction, and in mountains. The chance of snow will start to decrease tomorrow for Colorado Springs and Pueblo, and there might be some sunshine for southern Colorado tomorrow. Currently 29 in Denver, 31 in Colorado Springs, 28 for Vail, 38 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.